Lesson 3.3. Mini Story 3.3. A Modern Santa Claus. And now it's time for today's mini story. Again, don't forget. Don't be laying on the couch. Do not be falling asleep. Just stand up. Get alert. Have a good posture. Put a big smile on your face. Listen carefully. Let's go. In the near future, a man named Marcus will occupy a house with his family. Will there be a woman? No, there will not be a woman. Will there be a widow? No, there won't be a widow. Will there be an old man? No, there won't be an old man. Who will be there? There will be a man. His name will be George? No. His name will not be George. What will his name be? His name will be Marcus. Will he live in a block of flat? No, he won't live in a block of flat. Will he live in a houseboat? No, he won't live in a houseboat. Will he live in a windmill? No, he won't live in a windmill. Where will he live? He will occupy a house. Will he occupy alone? No, he will not occupy alone. Will he live with his family? Yes, he will live with his family. He will not be modest. He will always tell everybody. He will be the strongest man in the province. Will he be humble? No. He will not be humble. Will he be modest? No, he will not be modest. Will he be weak? No, he will not be weak. Will he be strong? Yes, he will be strong. Will he say he will be the strongest man in the world? No, he will not say he will be the strongest man in the world. What will he say? He will say that he will be the strongest in the province. He will work hard, but he will barely be able to provide his family. He wants to save money. Still, he will never earn a penny more than that he needed. Will he work hard? Yes, he will work hard. Will he be able to sustain his family? No, he will barely sustain his family. Will he save money? No, unfortunately, he will not be able to save money. Why? Because he will not be able to earn more money than he needed. One day, Marcus will make an arrangement with the blacksmith. The blacksmith will have a lot of work to do, but he will not be able to do it all by himself. Will he work? Yes, he will work hard. Will he make a contract with the shoemaker? No, he will not make a contract with the shoemaker. Will he make an arrangement with undertaker? No, he will not make an agreement with an undertaker. With whom he will make an arrangement? He will make an arrangement with the blacksmith. Will he have a work for him? Yes, he will have a lot of work to do. Will the blacksmith be able to do it all by himself? No, he will not be able to do it by all himself. Marcus wants to help him forge iron. The blacksmith will agree to compensate him with a lot of money. Does he want to help a blacksmith? Yes, he wants to help him. Will the blacksmith disagree with him? No, he will agree with him. How will Marcus help him? Well, he will help him forge iron. Will the blacksmith compensate him with lots of money? Yes, he will compensate him with amount of money. In the same town, there will be a man named Nicholas. At an early age, Nicholas will start preaching, but he will also believe that he should be humble and charitable. he will learn that helping people will give him even more satisfaction than preaching. Will there be a man named Nicholas in the same town? Yes, there will be a man named Nicholas. Will he be a doctor? No, he won't be a doctor. Will he be a blacksmith? No, he will not be a blacksmith too. Who will he be? He will be a monk. Will he preach? Yes, he will preach. When will he start preaching? Well, at an early age, he will start preaching. Will he believe that he should be mean? No, he will not believe that. Okay, how should he be? Well, he will have to be humble and charitable. Will he know that helping people can hurt him? No, he will never believe that helping people can hurt him. What will he believe in? He will believe that helping people give him even more satisfaction than preaching. Will he learn that preaching gives him even more satisfaction than helping people? No, he will learn that helping people give him even more satisfaction than preaching. One day, Nicholas will meet Marcus. Marcus will tell Nicholas about his agreement with the blacksmith. Will Marcus meet Nicholas? No, Nicholas will meet Marcus. Will Nicholas tell Marcus about his charity? No, he will not tell about his charity. Will Marcus tell about his agreement with him? No, Marcus will tell about his agreement with blacksmith. I worked hard for him, Marcus will tell. But I have a problem. Even though I worked for him, he didn't pay me. Will Marcus tell that he will not work hard? No, he will not tell that he will not work hard. Will he say that he will work hard for him? Yes, he will say that he will work hard for him. Will he have a problem? Yes, he will have a problem. What kind of problem he will have? He will work hard, but the blacksmith will not pay him. Who will say that blacksmith will not pay him? Marcus. Marcus will say that the blacksmith will not pay him. Nicholas wants to help Marcus. That night he will go back to Marcus's house. He will bring a bag of gold. It will exceed the amount of that Marcus will need. Doesn't Marcus want to help Nicholas? No, Nicholas wants to help Marcus. Will he come back to Marcus's house? Yes, he will go back to Marcus's house. Why? Because he wants to help him. Will he bring toys for Marcus's children? No, he will not bring toys for Marcus's kids. Will he bring food? No, he will not bring food. Will he bring money? Yes, he will bring a bag of gold. Will he bring more money than Marcus needs? Yes, it will exceed the amount of than Marcus needs. Nicholas will climb up a ladder and drop the bag of gold down the chimney. Marcus will thank his benefactor. Will he knock at Marcus's door? No, he will not knock at the Marcus's door. Will he climb up the tree and drop the bag of gold to the window? No, he will climb up a ladder and drop the bag of gold down the chimney. Will Marcus call the police? No, he will not call the police. Will Marcus thank his benefactor? Yes, he will thank his benefactor. Will he know who was that benefactor? No, he will not recognize him. Soon, people will find out about Nicholas's gift. He will become well-known and beloved. Will anybody know about his charity? Yes, soon people will find out about Nicholas's gift. Will people approve of him? Yes, they will approve of his exploit. Will he become well-known and beloved? Yes, he will become well-known and beloved. Who will become well-known and beloved? Nicholas will become well-known and lovely. And this is the end of our mini story for today. So throughout this week, be sure to listen over and over and over at least 20 times to this mini story. As you listen, pay attention, be alert, take deep breath and answer to these questions by yourself, as the questions come. Lesson 3.3. POV 3.3. A modern Santa Claus. Okay, welcome back. It's time for today's POV. So as we listen to this POV, make sure you stand up and smile. Jump around or do whatever you need to do to stay alert and pay attention. So listen carefully as we read today's POV. So let's start. Since 1999, a man named Marcus has been occupying a house with his family. He's not modest. He always tells everybody that he has been the strongest man in the province since his early age. He has always been working hard, but he can barely provide his family. He has been trying to save money for 2 years. Still, he can never earn a penny more than he needs. Soon, Marcus has made an agreement with a blacksmith. The blacksmith has a lot of work to do, but he cannot do all by himself. Marcus just wants to help forge iron. The blacksmith has agreed to compensate him with a lot of money. In the same town, there is a man named Nicholas. From an early age, Nicholas has started preaching, but he has also believed that he should be humble and charitable. He has learned that helping people gives him even more satisfaction than preaching. Recently, Nicholas has met Marcus. Marcus has told Nicholas about his agreement with blacksmith. "I worked hard for him," Marcus says. "But I have a problem. Even though I worked hard for him, he didn't pay me." Nicholas has already planned to help Marcus. This night, he has come back to Marcus's house. He has brought a bag of gold. It exceeded the amount that Marcus has needed. Nicholas climbed up a ladder and has dropped the bag of gold down the chimney. Marcus has thanked his benefactor. Soon, people have found about Nicholas's gift, and he has become well-known and loved. Okay, that is the end of our first point of view story. The next one goes into the future tense. So let's begin. There will be a man named Marcus. He will occupy a house with his family. He will not be modest. He will always tell everybody he has been the strongest man in the province since his early age. He will work hard, but he can barely provide his family. He will try to save money. Still, he can never earn a penny more than he will need. Soon, Marco will make an agreement with the blacksmith. The blacksmith will have a lot of work to do, but he could not do all by himself. Marcus is going to help forge iron. The blacksmith will agree to compensate him with a lot of money. In the same town, there will be a man named Nicholas. From an early age, Nicholas will start preaching, but he will also believe that he should be humble and charitable. He will learn that helping people will give him even more satisfaction than preaching. A week later, Nicholas will meet Marcus. Marcus will tell Nicholas about his agreement with the blacksmith. "I worked hard for him," Marcus will say, "but I have a problem. Even though I worked hard for him, he didn't pay me." Nicholas will plan to help Marcus. This night he will come back to Marcus's house. He will bring a bag of gold. It will exceed the amount that Marcus will need. Nicholas will climb up a ladder and will drop the bag of gold down the chimney. Marcus will thank his benefactor. Soon, people will find out about Nicholas's gift, and he will become well-known and loved. And that is the end of our point of view stories. Again, listen carefully. Hear the changes and notice what's happened. Pay attention to the grammar, but not too much attention to the grammar rules. Just make sure you listen and pay attention and stay alert. Alright, have you enjoyed the lesson? Okay, see you next time. Goodbye.